Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
We're back, and you're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. This is your boy, Poetic, and I'm excited tonight. Tonight we're talking about the risk, the loss, and the gains in the music business. But before we get too deep into the topic, let's go ahead and cover the show as we always do. Lord, tonight we ask that you cover every ear and every mind that is tuned and locked and loaded to the show. Lord, we ask that you bless them for the venture that they are going into, for they so desire to use this as their occupation, their career path, and their passion. They want to do it, and they want that blessing, Lord. We ask that they be mindful and know that it is you who has given them this gift. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Tonight, guys, we're talking about the risk, the loss, losses, and the gains that happen in the music business. When we all get started in this game, it's really, we get lost in passion, most of us. Some see it because they see the glitz and the glamour, and they say, hey, I can do that. And they tend to want to be an entertainer. Okay, now they have assessed their talents, and they say, hey, I'm talented enough, I know I can make it happen, and I can make it a part of my dream, my vision. But many of them don't know that they're entering into a business. They do it because they love the craft. But the ones who do understand, this is what separates them from amateur to professional, is they're willing to take the risk. They go for it. They say, you know what? I'm going to go for this thing heads on. I'm going to put my money into it. They start going into the studios, and they start to invest in their craft, mixing and mastering the music until they got a wonderful sound product. Then many of them sit and don't know what to do next. Those are the ones I would say are in the intermediate path. But the professional knows that beyond that, I have to put more into this. And now, thus far, guys, I want you to think and understand, there's no money have returned back yet. So this is a risk. I believe in myself, I believe in my dream, and I believe I have the wherewithal to make a success at being a star. So, they look at the people ahead of them who's already reaching and obtaining these accolades for it. And they say to themselves, I can do that. I can be there. But not knowing how and what did they do and what sacrifices they made, you know, cutting back on things to make it there, which was the risk. They don't know, most people don't know, that it takes a risk.
Well, you know, I like what you said, Poetic, and the thing about it is that, you know, there's two sides of the sword. You know, take it from somebody that's been in the industry that looked at it many, many ways. Now, life has nothing to do with the career or success. See, you know, I've got partners that sacrificed and what have you to get into this business and gave up everything in trying to be a professional. See, whether you make it or not a star, to become a professional in this music industry, now, that in itself is a stripe. Don't get me wrong, you know, that being the star is not in everybody, the back of everybody's head, but you have to become a professional. See, because what you can do is sacrifice your woman, your kids, you know, things going bad, car getting repoed, everything, no credit. You know, and having a contract job. Because remember this, as an artist, your income comes from fulfilling contracts that you're going to get to perform. There are expenses and everything that go along with it. Now, let's take a star, Toni Braxton. What did she do wrong that she had to file bankruptcy twice? You have to start to realize that the name of being called a star, that's just the ego touch. But let's just say being well off, being stable, so that you can get into this industry and come home to who you are. You know, the funny part about this whole game is that you can lose yourself trying to gain that spotlight and forget about survival and who you were before you put your foot out there to be that star. Because, you see, normality is all that an individual or a human being wants and needs. Below, you know, meaning, hey, you know, you're doing without, you're homeless and what have you. Well, that's not necessarily the way that, you know, you want to see yourself. Because remember, you have no credibility in this industry if all you want to be is a star. You're going to have to be a business. A business has the right to invest in itself. That means in equipment. That means in wardrobe, that means in networking, lunches, all those things, gas, you know, mileage. So you then understand that you're doing business and business is able to give you normality because, you see, an eight-hour job is going to give you normality, but running for the star, you still got to be normal. Or you'll turn out like, I say, unfortunately, a lot of the classmates that I went to school with, and after looking at them for the last 45 years out there trying to get in the spotlight, getting a glimpse of it, and then something going wrong. I mean, you know, they got signed to labels and what have you. And they toured, and they were working. But the problem, they had to come back and be normal. Some of them lost everything. Some of them have no retirement. Some of them have no family. They're nomads. And the unfortunate thing, they didn't invest in themselves to have a product that when they weren't performing live, that they could get a revenue off of. You know, so when we start talking about this business, you know, it's a beautiful business. It's got all the little flashing lights and all of that, that will just bedazzle you and excite you. But then it also has the pitfalls that if you aren't aware and have the business intelligence, you can find that all that you're going to gain are pats on the back, and you're going to have the government for taxes. You know, Lauryn Hill, you know, they chased her for taxes. Wesley Snipes, they chased him for taxes, and he didn't pay, and he had to go to prison. So, you know, all these things are things that you must know, must think of, and must deal with, because that's the survival in this game. That's the longevity in this game. That's the ability to go home in this game when you get tired. That's also the ability to raise your family, have a foundation, you know? So, hey, Poetic, did I cover something?
Oh, yeah, you covered some things. And I would say this, Raw Dog, you know, within that risk that they're taking, they're only taking this risk so that they can appropriately have something to gain. But because they can't put their hands on it, that's what this kind of business is. This business is not something that you can grab with your hand. It's hope. It's a dream. You want to do that.
You know, that bus is going to show up and run over you tonight, because I think it's a plan.
I was going to get there. It's hope. It's a dream.
Well, no, but I think you have to have a plan.
That's what I was about to say. God damn it.
Oh, that bus is warming up.
If you don't have a written down plan where you can see it on paper and see your progress, then the reality is you have not taken the steps to help get you to the next level.
And I concur. See how easy that was?
Yeah,
we concurred on something.
Yeah,
well, guess what? Sometimes that bus got to pull out on you. You know, I'm going to tell you like this.
This is what I was getting to and kind of fell off. The risk is they're getting ready to get into this thing, but they have to have a monetary plan on making the money back, or else.
Well, yes,
you
okay.
Have
the plan.
The investors to want to invest with you, which is the labels, because at some point in time, if your money runs out, you're gonna need a team of investors, business people. Managers to help get you your product to the next level. And if you are not ready for that, if you are not ready and haven't shown some kind of progress yourself, no one's going to want to be on your team.
Well, I agree with you on that point. I mean, you did hit some points, but you know, I'm an only child, so I have a different theory of that. You know, I got that only child theory.
Let me hear what you got.
Well, you know, let me say this to you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, you know, in this situation, the day that you think that you want to become this star or in this music industry, you have to realize when you woke up, who fed you? Because you see, okay, let's just assume that you're 19, you're 20, you've moved out, you have a job, but you decide that you want to get into this music industry. So we're assuming that you're buying your own groceries and you're paying your own rent and, you know, you've got your overhead. So you realize that you can't stop what you're doing, your 9-to-5, because that's the backing for you to achieve your equipment. You see, investors, you know, when we start talking about labels, and I think Poetic and I, we were talking about this the other day, they're like banks. If you qualify, they will advance
the bank for the music business.
Right. But their interest rates are extremely high.
Extremely high.
So, therefore, would it be better to hold down a 9-to-5, start a bank account, establish good credit, and approach a bank once you've established yourself on the job and your credit and get a loan to purchase the necessary equipment that you're going to need to be in this industry? You know, whether you're a guitar player and you need a guitar and an amplifier, if you're a singer, you need the sound system and the microphone, you know, because that's part of what the star needs. You can get musicians to back you up or a DJ, but if you have your own sound system that is custom for you, think about how unblemished the performance that you'll be able to give, because you're doing what you need to do to be at your peak. You've invested in yourself. Never microphone feedback. Never a bad note. You've got auto-tune and all of those things, pitch correction. So if you're a singer, you're never out of key.
That's if you got
but you have
skills.
A beautiful voice.
That's if you got skills.
But see, there goes the whole point. It's an investment. You know, when you go to see somebody, they've already, if you've ever noticed, they've got their microphones, they've got their sound man, they've got all their equipment.
I do kind of want to touch bases on a few things, though. And,
What's that?
And then we can get back into the equipment part. But I definitely want to talk to them about the merchandising and the stuff that helps establish a career outside of just the music. Because it in order to get this thing together, you have to start to look at yourself overall as a brand. Even the studio is important. The studio plays a major role because you have to become, as an independent, you have to become independent and have these things that your overall at your access. And having the studio, don't get me wrong, help cut costs and keep more money into your pocket. That's saving. That saves the money.
Right. I go along with what you're saying. But,
yeah,
you know, there's always two sides of the coin.
Okay, give me another side of the coin.
Well, see, you know, that artist is going to have a suitcase full of songs. See, one thing
not
is
on,
to want, the next
though.
Thing
not,
is to be proven.
Yeah, he definitely have to have a catalog.
Right. See, the wannabe, you have to prove to yourself and to the outside world that you're real. You see, you know, a lot of people say, you know, like B. Smooth was on the last time, and you said you've known him, and he's always on the grind in promoting and getting his career further and further and networking, okay? And, you know, the thing about it is that that's exactly the way once you get products, because remember, everybody's not going to like everything, but they're going to like something that you possibly do, you know, and that's the artist's development in the studio production that, guess what, hopefully will spring him to international fame. See, we think about on the block, we think about in the state, we think about in the United States, but let's just say globally, because that's a star. That's not, that's, you know, I figure if you're only known in the United States, you're still a wannabe. But when you're known globally, you have made a footprint in this music industry. Because you're getting...
Wait. I just want to make sure I'm clear. So you're saying that if you're only known in the United States, you're still a wannabe?
Let's do it like this. You ain't made it.
Listen to me.
A man working a job will make $1 million in his lifetime, even $2 million. If he works a 9-to-5, okay?
Mm-hmm.
$2 million in this industry for an artist to make, that's not jack. You can spend $2 million in, I'd say, roughly 8-9 years. Overhead, life, continuation. So when we say nationally, that's the way I see an artist. Okay.
Well, I say if an artist can pull that and he recoups, he put.
Okay, I got a question for you then.
Wait.
I got a real good question. This is a real good question.
Okay, but if an artist put in $50,000,
okay,
and he recouped $1 million.
Okay, but I got a question for you.
He's not.
I got a question for you.
Is he on a successful track?
Yeah, but I got a question for you.
What's that?
Oh, he's ready. The question is this, then what happened to Toni Braxton? That's a heck of a good question.
She
made that kind of money in her album sales. What happened?
Yes, but what kind of agreement did she set aside?
No, see, there's the catch to it.
As an independent. I didn't say as a signed artist.
Well, no, but see, that's the catch to the whole thing.
Let's say like Be Smooth. Let's just say he put in that $50,000, but he was able to recoup $2 million. Recoup his $50,000. Plus, he profited the rest up to $2 million.
Okay, but then you know what happens?
What's that?
See, what happens is that you go home. You go home, and you find that to continue to promote yourself and what have you on that level that made you that two million dollars, that it's another $500,000. Okay? You got living expenses. Okay? You're famous in the United States, which means you can't just live a normal life. Because I'm coming over and visit you, knock on your door, want to take a picture with you.
No, because I'm famous in the United States. I'm gonna live outside the country.
Yeah, but
especially if I know you coming over.
$2 million, you can't afford to live outside the country.
You know
what I mean?
Especially if I know you're coming up.
Listen to me.
I knew
seen it, had it. Seen it, had it, went through it, thought about it, had a good time with it, but yet still all in all, I needed more like $5 million rather than $2 million. See, the funny thing about it is that what we don't understand. Huh?
No, I was just.
What you saying, Poetic?
I was just talking out the side of my mouth. I'm sorry.
Oh, I see. Brain freeze. I'm getting to it. Okay, well, let me keep talking to you. Because, see, look here. I'm going to tell you a secret. Life is what you make it. There's a phrase, you can't take it with you. So, a lot of people along the way just enjoy themselves. limos, you know, hey, life. Travel, life.
But that's a part of the thing. See, they, people jump on this thing for the glitz and the glamour, and then they start living a lifestyle. It's just like they put the horse, they put the cart before the horse. They start financing homes and cars on the dream, the hope, instead of doing it based on the plan, executing the plan, and start showing that I am now in the profit margin where I can relax a little bit and live a little bit.
No, see, there's where you got a problem.
What's that?
People not going to let you make $2 million and go home and they not associate, be around, try to infiltrate the camp. So you have to move. Do you agree or disagree?
Oh, I agree. I didn't know. So I'm
okay.
Trying to
so wait a minute now.
Wrong.
Hold it.
I'm saying the artist. They start to finance money on top of the money that they already financed.
Well, yeah, because they get these invitations and introductions.
You know what's funny? The advance was not meant for them to buy.
Well, do you ever watch The Housewives of Atlanta?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you seen the things they pull up in, trying to one-up each other because they're all on the show?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's the industry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, the trip behind it is that it's part of, well, okay, you're invited to come to this. Such and such is having a release party, and you're invited because you're an artist and you're giving respect. Well, okay. You just can't go looking like willy-nilly. Right? Or are you saying you don't have to dress for the occasion, Poetic?
Of course, I'm not saying that. You have to definitely dress for the occasion. You have to be a part. you have to be a part of the lifestyle. You have to fit in.
Okay, see, that's where you're wrong. You wouldn't be a good music singing artist star because you would spend it like you get it. Because I'm going to tell you just like this. You show up as you are. All of that put on and what have you, it's about your ability and it's about you doing your craft. You know, I've seen Anthony Hamilton in jeans and a sport jacket and a hat.
Okay.
But
that's his
look. No. Listen to me. The man can go home when he's had a hard trek at trying to get noticed. Exceptional talent. But he goes home. So therefore, hey, I left home. I'm here to do what I'm going to do, and this is the way it is. Just one second, Boydie. Caller 229-310. I think I know who this is, but tell the audience who this is.
Hello, my name is John Lowe.
John Lowe.
Oh, what's happening?
The John Lowe that we know?
Yeah, that Lowe. How y'all gentlemen
welcome,
doing?
Welcome, John. Good.
It's a pleasure to get a chance to get on this platform, to get on the panel and just listen to some men talk, speak to one another, and talk about the music industry and stuff like that, and also have a good time in doing a good communication that y'all guys have.
We ain't fighting.
We ain't fighting. Y'all just having a good time. But the thing is, you know, there's a lot. You know, I tell myself there's just too many goodbyes and not enough hellos, you know, for people living their dream, you know, to live it with a valid, you know, expectation, you know, to live a dream. You know, we, the young unsigned artists now, they must take immediate action to proclaim their future. Brother was talking about Tony Braxton, I think, talking about how she got, you know, went broke and stuff like that and things like that, things you need to look out for, the pitfall in the industry. There's another pitfall that you need to look for in the industry is finding a attorney to negotiate your contract and see out for your welfare, because it's very important to get a attorney that's not going to be on both sides of the transaction, you know, because the company, you know, the attorney could be working for the record label, so you want to get an attorney that's not working with the record label that you really get signed with, so that way that the scale be balanced, so he's not on both sides, or she on both sides of the situation of the record label and your contract. So, you know, you kind of want to find people that going to be best, do the best thing and make the best choice for your interest dealing with the music industry, because, you know, like I say, you want somebody that's going to look out for your tax information. You know, like Rudolph said, a lot of good things. A lot of artists get sued. I mean, not sued, but, you know, got to pay taxes and all that kind of stuff, going to jail, getting broke, you know, going broke, things like that. And a lot of young artists, you know, they take their money, they go out there, and they just spend it on a lot of things that really doesn't mean a lot to their life. You know, it's just a lot to their lifestyle. And you can go in a club and spend $40,000 or $50,000 or a strip club, like that word that Rodolfo like to use, strip club.
You know who you're talking to. Poetic.
He loves to talk about that strip club.
But the unsigned artists needed to know, not just the unsigned artists, but the artists today that set an example for the upcoming artists. You know, that the danger that, you know, that reveal itself, that existing, you know, in the lifestyle that we live in. And you want to be able to look back over your career and say, did you make all the wise choices you need dealing with your career, not, you know, having a regret.
I think you're right. What do you think, Poetic? Uh-oh, Poetic is silent? Why are you silent?
Lost for words, man. Lost for words. My mind drifted for a second. I was doing something. I do apologize, guys. I'm sorry. I was not distracted. So you have the floor, Ron.
Oh, okay. Okay. I think it's time.
Man down. Look out for faster than a speeding bullet. Bigger than a car. Yellow like the sun. Here comes the bus. All right, everybody, let's grab him. He's a little fast. He's faster than what we thought. We'll get him next time.
And that's only episode number one. There will be episode 2, 3, through 6. And you will find out what happened when we caught him.
Yeah, Rondo, that wasn't cool, hey, brother.
Hey, when the mind fades, that's what happens.
I would never get lost for words again.
Well, you know what they say. You was getting a little rough with me, and I just felt that out of dedication,
yeah,
and honor.
How do you feel about that? Don't you think that's kind of cool?
I'm gonna say neutral, man. I don't know, man. You know,
that was cool.
Mm-hmm. Wait till you hear episode two.
I used to respect you, man. I just love the
audience. You find out what happens when we catch you. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. See, you know, leave you something to wonder. Don't get scared.
Oh, Lord. Oh, boy. That was pretty good, that round, dog. I got to give it to you. I got to literally tell you, man. Hey, I tell my hat off to you, my brother.
Thank you.
I'm scared of you.
But see, John, you're such a wonderful, kind individual. You know, I could never, ever, ever attribute anything like that to you because I think the world of you. Now, Poetic.
Don't trust him, brother.
Now, Poetic.
I trusted this guy. Mm-hmm. I trusted this guy with my life. He just ran me over
the
bus. Come on.
Yep. But you got away. That was them little bitty feet running away. You quick. You know it.
Anyway.
Okay, getting back to the subject.
As we enter into this business, like I said, there's many risks that we go into. And part of that risk is developing our product, meaning we actually go into creating the disc, the CD, or the music, the MP3 that we now have in front of us. And many of us don't know what to do with it next. It's time to promote it. Time to get it out to the people. In order to get it to the people.
Well, just a second, Poetic. Now that you've said all of that, it gives us a lot to think of. But let me bring in this caller here now. Caller, 914-481. State your name and where you're calling in from.
Yeah. Yo, this be Soul Shine from Port Chester, New York.
Soul Shine, what's happening? Soul Shine.
What's happening? I'm trying to find out when
you all
have the show on with the uncensored music.
Oh, it's coming soon, man. So you stand by. It's coming up.
Nice.
It's a future quest of ours. So you got to stay tuned and have your people locked in. But I just listened to that track that you had given us. Nice track, by the way. Which one is it? Not Rabbit Hole, the other one.
Yeah. The next in line. What you think?
Next in line. That one right there. It was good, man. It was good, you know. But for the program, you know what we're going to have to do for it for here. But we'll talk about that off the air.
All right.
We'll talk about that next off the air. But I have a question for you. What's now? Tell me this.
Soul Shine.
Tell me this. Yeah. Tell me this.
What's up?
What has been your quest in trying to get into this industry? And what has been the struggle for you as far as the risk that you've put involved?
Into my music?
I'm
taking risks in my music that I don't hear nobody out there taking. I'm talking about the real way people be feeling on the inside and all the shit that nobody wants to talk
Soul
about.
Soul Shine, listen. Don't get me wrong. I'm not talking about the risk as in the sense of your lyrical base. I'm talking about the monetary risk that you're taking.
I mean, basically 50% of my income goes to studio recording.
50% of your income go to studio recording. And I have to ask you this. For what reason did you, and I'm going around the panel for this, what was the reason that you put 50% of your money, your funding, into this recording?
Because I got a message that needs to be heard by everybody.
So you believe in it, right?
100%.
You were moved by your belief that you have what it takes to do what?
To to be heard by the masses and to touch the masses with my and have the masses in that zone, that mental, spiritual center.
Okay. All right. You stay right there, Soulshine. Okay?
All right.
We're going to go to John Lowe. John Lowe. You got a camp that you're representing and you're a part of. What makes you take the risk on them to spend your time, your effort, and your money on them?
Well, first of all, like I say, it's the spiritual side of me. Here's the story that how I met one of the guys, quote that. One of my artists and stuff like that. He was doing a show. He was an open act for his show. And for this group, I think it was an old-time group. He got this outdoor big flea market thing like that. They have concerts there, stuff like that. And his mother worked at the place, so that she happened to get him a open act for, I think, Barbara. Wanted to talk about and Marvin Seeds. I think, too, this guy was an open act. Older blues thing. But anyway, as the guy was on the stage, he did one of his songs, sort of like a hip-hop R&B thing. After the guy finished with his song, he said under his voice, beneath his voice, he said, "I want to sell 30 million records before I die." You know, like he was, you know, saying it as he was walking off the stage, like nobody wasn't paying attention, and I heard it.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to myself, you know, it's possible because he got talent. And, you know, and the thing is about this guy is that that was a remarkable thing that he said. And, you know, it touched me. And I said, this guy got, you know, potential. So let me try to help this guy get to a certain level. I'm going to try to help him get to somebody that can something. That was my main goal. You know what I mean? Get him on the right track, on the right path. So we start doing music and stuff. I went and bought a little bit of equipment and stuff like that. And I asked the guy, you know, come over my house sometime. You know, I got a keyboard. You know, I play a little keyboard. I make a few beats, things like that. Just come over and just let me work with you and help you out, you know, to get to know the young man.
All right,
so,
stay right there. You said that you started doing all of this because you heard him say something that made you believe into what he was doing. Correct?
Yes. Correct.
Lotto,
yes.
I'm gonna go to you real quick.
Mm-hmm.
You got all
What's
this
that?
Equipment. You got all this equipment. You've got all these things in front of you, these tools and tech things that you got. But what made you get into doing all that? What made you take this risk?
Well,
putting all this together.
You talking to me,
you
Poetic, Raw Dog?
No, I'm coming to Raw Dog right now. Then I'm going to Soul Shine. Go ahead.
Okay, let me say this to you. I guess, you know, I got into it because I saw the struggle of musicians, even when I had a band back in the good days. And I talked the music store into sponsoring us, so we had all brand new equipment. You know, it's like I got in it because
the music store gave you money?
Music store gave me all the equipment that I needed.
Gave it to you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So they believed in you.
Well,
when you said they gave it to you, was it sponsored as in the sense of there's no cash came out your pocket for it?
None. And the thing about it was that we represented their store all over the state. And we were in Battle of the Bands and all that, and we won and this and that and the other. And then we went on bigger. but we were sponsored by his music store. And, you know, we had a banner that had, you know, if you see what you like, hey, you can call this number and go visit this store, and he has the equipment. I mean, it was outrageous. It blew my father's mind because the music store delivered it to my father's house, to where we rehearsed. And, you know, the thing about it is that I got back into it when it came to, I gave it up because I realized without a product, there was, you know, you're just on an endless road of gigging and making money with no credit.
You're right where I want to be next.
Oh, okay, go for it.
You definitely I want you to go ahead and finish what you're saying, but when you're talking about product, that's what I want to talk about next, because reality, part of the risk is the believability that you have the talent, the wherewithal to make this dream happen, and it seems like everybody on the phone concur with the same thing. Correct?
Yeah.
All right.
Are you with me?
Yeah, I'm with you. I want to add something.
Yeah, go ahead. You sound like you're in the background, so you need to get closer to whatever device you're on.
All right, hold on. I'm going to turn the volume up.
All right. We can hear you a little bit better now.
Yo.
Talk to me.
Okay,
and please do me a favor. No profanity over the show. I would really appreciate it because we have a wide audience here.
I'm talking on a mental level right now. I'm just thinking about what you were saying and what the other dude was saying. And talking about products, the reason that I'm so dedicated to what I do is because I know my product is unique. It's different to what's out there right now. It's sensible to radio, but it appeals to the streets. You know, I got a good buzz circulating out here in the New York City area. And, for me, it's just a matter of getting heard. Every CD that I sell is, it potentially opens untold doors, and I'm just along on this quest. And where it takes me, I just know it's taking me somewhere good, because when it comes down to it, when I'm chilling and, I'm having a good day, like, lyrics just come to me, like, I'm continuously writing, and the level of hunger in the music just keeps increasing.
But that's part, don't get me wrong, what you're saying here is part of the element. Your phone, you must be in a very windy background because it's a lot of noise coming from it. But
I don't know, phone ain't all that, but I'm staying with you though.
Okay. What I would love to tell you is that's part of what is needed to get in this industry is the risk that you're willing to take because you believe in your product, you believe in it. But now the financial gains come from when product out and market the product. That's still part of the risk, because when you're marketing the product, it's part of the risk because you're putting it out there. It's just like, don't get me wrong, it's just like putting a line into the ocean. And
right. You
charm
right
the water first. You charm the water for the fish, you know what I mean? To bring the fish in.
Absolutely.
You have to charm that water. You have to charm that water first before you get a bite. And
word of mouth has taken me far, and now I'm looking to, put my financial faith in across the board in different aspects and promotional tools, internet and iTunes and, doing live shows and stuff just to circulate a buzz. And from there, I believe that my music will carry itself to victory.
My kind of guy. We'll be doing that soon tonight. Anyway, want to definitely say to you, as far as, okay, now, have you put a plan together to sell these records?
I need somebody who can help me.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm Biggie, and I could definitely use Diddy. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Rodot, what's your thought?
Well, you know, hey, this industry, you know, product is one. Promote, and you can't get that out of order, but that's the next step on your product. You know, the thing about it is that, okay, in promoting your product or putting a product out there to get revenue, gain revenue, and to gain, a fan base, it takes some strategic promotion. Let's not get it wrong. You know, we can think we're getting out there, but you've got to figure out how many millions of people that are out there, whether they buy your product or not. Don't you want them to know who you are? You know, you're an artist, and so there's where that plan of product, promotion, and your name, your brand. They may not like your CD, but they're going to know you are an artist. See, that's
one thing we can't definitely get out of order is the proper way of getting paid in this thing. Is for one, you have to protect that product. After you protect that product, you have to register that product in the right places. Say it again.
That I've been copywriting my stuff frequently.
And when you say you, yes.
I have a question for Raw Dog, and then you can respond to whatever you want to respond to. My question for Raw Dog is, does he think that conscious hip-hop commercially successful, like Guru once told, I forget who the MC was he told, but he told him, if you want to get paid, you got to get off that conscious hip-hop, and I just want to know what Raw Dog thinks of that.
Conscious. Now, I'm not understanding the definition that you're applying that to. What type of hip-hop is conscious?
Like poetic, like hip-hop that crosses barriers into like almost like a Jim Morrison,
politics.
Jim Morrison, like trippy kind of state of mind.
Hmm. Trippy. Okay. Since
I'm trippy.
Well, no. You said a trippy kind, and I'm trying to get the picture so I can understand it.
Conscious hip hop is like Common. Like Common. Common is a conscious rapper.
Yeah, I like Common. I'm a Common.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've lived Kweli, a conscious rapper.
Okay. Now, I'm going to say this. There are only going to be a few that fit into that category. And I think that it goes further than just their rapping. I think it goes to the point of their representation. You see, you know, you got to, you know, if you talk it, you got to walk it, you know, and that there's a lot of fabrication that rappers are doing in their rap, okay? Now, let's ask a question. If Common wasn't an actor, he hadn't gone into acting, and it was just on the sales of his music or his productions, would he have made more than Macklemore? I just heard a Pharrell new song that is in the Grammys. None of them are conscious.
What about Tupac, Me Against the World era?
Okay, but see, that's then, and we're talking now. See, I understand what you're saying, but, you know, Tupac It was only one Tupac. I mean, you know, let's not use him as an example. Let's just leave him an icon. And let's talk about what the people are embracing because, you know, it goes different ways for different people.
You can't just leave him out the loophole.
Tupac lived that life. Tupac talked about and
to
it was documented that it was part of the way he lived his life and he was raised.
He started actually getting into the life as he became an entertainer.
Absolutely.
No, he didn't. No. Listen to me. Listen to me. Do you realize that Tupac's mama was into crack?
Yeah.
When he was young, he lived a life without things. The funny part about this whole thing is that he talked about what he had lived through and gangster, you know, Paradise. Do you remember that? See, a lot of the other things came after he died. You know, they didn't really, you know, I got to say it like this. You got to really trace back the things that got him the notoriety. You know, California, you know, that song, California, that got
California
him over the top. Yeah. Gangster Paradise. I mean, the boy was bad, but he had that gangster side of him, and he lived that.
Yeah,
so,
I
started to live it. What you were saying? Solskjaer? Yeah.
I was saying, asking him about, you know.
Solskjaer, are you on the phone? Are you on the phone?
Yes.
You hear me? We hear you well right now. We hear you well, but then it sounds like you put the phone down and you walk away from it.
I'm with you. Check it out. I asked him about, you know, Tupac and the Me Against the World era, and obviously Tupac was Tupac, and I don't detract anything from him, and it's a new era, but don't you believe that in music and in you know, in everything else, things build on the foundation before it, and the same way Tupac, you know, he made his music, but he had his influences. You know, that paves the door for somebody to be influenced by him and sound like a fusion of mad other dudes. Like, people be getting at me, one person be saying, sound kind of like Nas, but then, you know, you got like kind of almost like a West Coast kind of swag in there. And I'm from New York, and if you look at what's coming out of New York right now, New York is, like, really just waiting for that next, you know, dude that fits the mold but is something kind of different, coming with a new sound, like taking it back to the glory days but, you know, relevant for the times. Like, don't you think New York, that's what New York is? Don't you think New York needs to make a move right now?
Well, okay, but I got a question. Where's Jay-Z based out of?
Brooklyn, New York, my hometown.
Okay, so Jay-Z, and okay, let me think now. There's Eminem. Where's he based out of?
Detroit.
No commercials
okay.
for that, brother.
I beg your pardon? What'd you say, Paul?
I was just wondering. No.
Wait, I'm trying.
Okay.
See, because there are East Coast individuals that are doing it. Now, Chief Keef, where's he from?
Chief Keef, I don't know. I'm not really a big fan of his.
Okay. Well, see, now, let me say this to you. Let me say this to you.
Kendrick Lamar.
There's room for anyone that's got his own thing.
Exactly.
Originality.
That's what I'm telling you.
And so the thing that the only thing that I can say is that I've heard your song. I'm the music program director, so I've heard the song. And the only thing I can say is that... I beg your pardon?
You heard one I sent in two, and the other one is my single.
Okay. You sent in two of them, didn't you, or one of them?
I sent in two songs. One is hard, and one is like a soulful kind of vibe.
Okay. I think I heard both of them.
Okay,
I think
cool.
Both, they all got to come across my desk. So I'm just saying to you, you have style. You know, you have technique. You have the ability to become something in this music industry. You know, I got to give you those props. You have talent. You know, the only thing that I'm saying is that rather than being rigid, be a little bit more flexible. You don't have to be so hard to establish your style because you're unique. So build on that. You don't have to be so you can, you know what, that's the funny part. You never know what's going to come out of an artist's mouth until it comes out. Show them all different sides of
different
you.
Sides.
Yeah, because see, guess what? The world is going to spend money. Are you going to cut off some of your money that you could possibly be getting?
Yeah.
Just because you want to see it one way?
Right.
You know, the I guess what I'm saying to you is that why wouldn't you do a Christmas hip-hop something? People buy music at Christmas time. Why not buy yours?
Because my Christmases haven't been, buying gifts, and you know the holidays are a messed up time for me. That's not in the state of the mind.
Stop. It's like that for a lot of people. Why not give them the point to say we all in this boat together? See what you're not understanding is that. That's one of the ingredients in what you do, that people can reflect on that same path and the same things that you possibly have gone through. They've gone through.
Yeah.
But guess what? You
and I
made
got,
it.
Can I say something to that? Also,
sure.
Don't get me wrong, my man. Also, if you don't move with those times, when those times are being embraced, those are times
right.
when people are selling records for that time and period of the year. If
right.
you're just only, don't get me wrong, if you only in this just for to get your message out and what you just want to say, and if you don't move with the trend of the times of the year, the seasons, and all of that stuff, you're going to count your losses during that time where you can be
mm-hmm.
gaining a profit for a reason. So you can continue moving forward in the business of music because it is business.
I want to submit another song that I think will put is exactly what you're looking for based on what you're telling me.
Well, listen,
it's not just
listen.
What I'm looking for. You don't shake. You don't make your changes for me, man. I want you to start
right.
looking at this thing.
Nah, this song is a song that I'm proud of, and that's on my CD. I have a variety. I have such a variety of sounds, and that's what I think, you know, brings, something
but
I bring
see, that's
to the
what
table.
The public
the fact
needs
that,
to hear. But see, that's what the public needs to hear.
The public needs
see,
to hear.
Yeah, see, because you're trying to earn an income behind
yeah.
your artistry.
And that's why I prefer for my CD to be heard as a whole. Like, I'm all about my number one priority and, you know, getting, you know, paid for putting out a dope product is to, you know, either 1 or 1A. But, you know, the flip side of that is recording a classic album, a classic record, and I want it to be heard as a whole. One of those albums that you could put on and say every song is dope and caters to a different
need of my internal being to hear.
All right, and I got a question for you.
All right.
Did you submit your music for feedback and criticism?
Yes.
Did you also get input on which was the better song on your album and the one that you should be promoting the hardest?
No, I'm not clear on which song you like better.
Well, see, there's what I'm saying. See, now, a lot of young artists don't realize that they need a consensus from a consultant in
right.
the promotion of what is the strong song. You see,
right, that's what I'm looking for, and that's why I called in.
Okay. Well, you got Poetic. He's the man that can talk to you about that. You know, because see, there's part of the plan. Who's to say that you can't be mainstream and not curse, but be very influential in giving a picture to people in their minds when they hear your lyrics. See, the one thing is this. You want to be played in everybody's household.
Right. That's
you
true.
You don't want them to do
is
the
that,
radio
wait,
job.
Wait. What? Bojan, what he just
What's
said
up?
Is true? You said that is true.
Well, I'd like to believe that everybody could grasp onto something that I'm saying, but that might not be the case, and I don't anticipate.
This is important. You want to be a household name, correct?
Yes. I absolutely believe that.
I'm not just proposing this to you, Soulshine. I want you to look at this on a whole global scope right now.
Right, and I'm on Reverb Nation. I got people hitting me up from Italy, too.
But listen to me. Just stay here with me for a second. If
you
want to be known on a global scale, think about this. If you are following the trend of everybody else who got, don't get me wrong, what comes out their mouth, you can't trust what's coming out their mouth. And you're doing the same thing what you see everybody else is doing.
No, I'm not. I'm not at all.
No. I'm not talking about you. I'm not talking about you.
Okay. Okay. You're saying hypothetically.
I want you to wrap your head around this.
Because right.
This is what everybody does. They make music. They make music for their neighborhood. They make music to embrace their homies.
Mm.
But they're not thinking outside the box that, hey, Dear Mama was embraced by on a global scale.
Okay. Yeah. But at the same time, in my song, The Rabbit Hole, I'm just saying, like, I mean,
I have to be honest with you. I went to go listen to these songs today, and I thought I listened to yours when you had told me.
Yeah.
As I was talking to you in the beginning of the show tonight, I realized it was not yours. So
it absolutely is mine. That's the life I'm living.
He's saying he
actually listened to somebody else's songs?
No, he thought it was yours.
I thought it was yours because when you had said it in the beginning, I realized that the song that I pulled was not your track.
That
so
would
I
make sense based on what you're telling me. that would make sense because I just feel like...
What I'm saying, I want to be honest with you.
But
this is very important. I don't like to BS people, man.
I don't plan to BS you
in the future. So I'm telling you now so you understand that I will definitely make the effort to go back and listen to specifically
But I got
to
ask you a question.
And give you good feedback on it.
Okay,
so
but I got a question because I listened to it.
Yes,
and
sir.
Dr. AT
okay.
listened to it, the DJ.
Okay.
You have the N-word in it, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
I say it when I'm speaking. I say when I'm speaking it. It it, you know, just flies off the tongue, and you
okay,
know, I'm not going
to
shy away
me,
from that in my songs.
Okay, but listen
but it's
to
not
me.
A, now, listen to me,
it,
man.
It, I
got to
tell
it
you.
It ain't a matter of shining. Go ahead, Rondo.
I could care less how you think about it, but there's a platform that we are trying to get artists to the next level. I don't know if
yeah.
you've ever realized, but when you turn on FM radio or AM radio, that they don't use those words. The FCC says a no, 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 no.
Out here, they
and,
play it at night. They do.
Well, but see, guess what? I don't know
what
that
is.
What
you say at night? He said, wait, he just said at night. That means they're doing it after hours. They silence it during the day. Music is
but that's when they play all the hottest
stopped.
Music.
But
that's
this,
when they play all
music?
The hottest music.
Okay, you say that, but that's when they're playing stuff, the underground stuff for you guys. And that is, if that's the case, what you just said, that is not going globally where you're going to be able to get paid for it.
I just feel like I cross over, I bridge the gap between, you know, like so-called white nerd rappers and, you know, gangster shit from the hood, because my life is really like a fusion. Like I'm Russian, Jewish, and Native American. Like I'm all conflicted inside. You know what I'm saying? And that manifests in my music, and I don't shy away from that at all. And you know, like to me, the most important thing is like really just like being yourself on the mic. Like nobody really does that.
Okay,
I
but see,
you like
you're
that.
Talking about product, and you're talking about radio, and you're talking about being transmitted into everybody's house, and they ain't having
yeah.
it.
I'm trying to tell you like this.
Now
man.
You can
don't
you
get
can.
Me wrong.
I'm open
you
to
can.
Editing my songs for radio, and
oh,
I
okay.
express that. I had
okay.
that conversation you today with Poetic earlier today.
Absolutely.
Okay, so
he
then
so
now wait a minute now. What did you learn in that? You can have two products.
Yes, that's what I
you
learned.
You can have
absolutely.
A clean product, and you can
right.
have the other product.
Absolutely,
that's
but
what
I want
I was
you to hear my
to
songs. I just want you to hear my songs, and then you. I don't care. I mean, I do care. I value your opinion, but I want to hear what you say about that and, you know, anything. Anything, because I know my music is, you know, is true to life, and you know, if you could listen to it and say, you know, that's you're not feeling it, like I could take that, but I just want to make sure that you give it a thorough listen. That's all I
well,
ask.
Yeah, but in my job, now see, I'm a producer.
Mm-hmm.
I've got my own studio and what have you. I've got a platform here that's been set by Poetic. And the platform that he has given to me and in trying to help all the artists that come through, he wants to be
mm-hmm.
able to submit them to his affiliates so they get even wider airplay. But his affiliates are, let's put it like this, stuffed shirt, uptight, going by the FCC, making money people. And then, and
yeah.
they're caught up in the point of, hey man, I can't do this. We don't play that late at night. If you want it, I like it. We could put it into rotation all day long. But it's just the
yeah.
fact that the FCC and the audience that might listen to it would become offended by the words that are not allowed on mainstream. Now, I'm trying to
yeah,
get you to the
you
big
say,
stage. I'm not trying to keep you on the little stage. I'm trying to
yeah,
think
but
you
wouldn't
of,
you say that the majority, wouldn't you say that the majority of, like, the hip-hop that is buzzing right now, that's hot in the game, is very profane, Juicy J and Lil Wayne, and these dudes
here,
all they're talking
here.
About is strip clubs
whoa,
and whatnot.
Whoa, looky here. You know what? See, now, they've made their money. They can say whatever the hell they want to say.
And don't get me wrong, that's the difference, my man. See, you're seeing it as in the sense of Juicy J, we got Lil Wayne, and we got Jay Z. But these cats right here, they can turn away from this industry tomorrow, and they're still well paid. You're trying to get in it. You're trying to open the door. You're trying to open
right, but I'm also trying to open the door for stuff that hasn't been done before. You know, music evolves, and music, if you look at hip hop now compared to how it was 10 years ago, we're in like a new golden era of hip hop right now. And if you look at the artists, I mean, at least in my opinion, everybody has their taste, but the artists who have done it are guys like Kendrick Lamar, guys like J. Cole. What would you say about that?
Oh, when I've heard them on TV, I didn't hear curses.
You're not. You're not, because right there, they're selling for commercial. And all I'm trying to...
Yeah, they don't sell curses on TV.
Well, this is what we're trying to tell you. There's a market. They have a market where there's two sides of that coin. They do some for commercial value, and then they do it for the underground value, so they can get your money and their money.
That's what I'm talking about. That's the same. That's what I'm trying to establish. And I would say that
That's why we're having this conversation. Because conversation is about profit and loss. You know, you're gonna lose some if you don't embrace both.
Well, I'll say one guy's marketing strategy that I really like and I admire would be Akon.
Absolutely.
Because if you listen, he has some real heavy hitting.
And don't get me wrong, 52.
52. But 50 is more one-dimensional than Akon.
But see, guess what? Listen, wait a minute. What you guys are not looking at, these guys have a stable of artists.
Yes.
They're already... There.
Yes,
they can do whatever they get ready to do. Because remember,
when 50 came on the scene, his album,
Akon,
Get Rich or Die Trying, was unique.
Okay, listen. Akon signed T-Pain to his label.
Yeah.
Akon is what we would call a guy that can write his own check. He doesn't even have to do anything. He's got that T-Pain in his stable. See, the thing about it is that you got to come right to get through the door. Let's not fool ourselves. You know, we can talk underground all we want to talk. But see, mainstream are the rich people that are going to spend money on you. They're the consumers. You're talking about industry people that are doing things underground. But you got mainstream people like Bill Gates and all of these people and the Starbucks people and what have you, and they play music
in
their places.
Music is being played everywhere. Everywhere. I want you to think.
Do you watch TV?
I just want you to think. As much as you watch TV, how much do you hear the music?
Have you seen how many times Macklemore, he's with Dr. Pepper, and he was with, I think it was a McDonald's advertisement and what have you. I mean,
I'm not Macklemore, I can tell you that.
See, Macklemore comes from up here where I'm at. And
yeah.
I think that, you know, the thrift store one was, you know, the guy's got a degree. You know, he went to college. He also had a rough upbringing. He was bullied. You know, he got into drugs and what have you. He had to go to rehab. You know, and... The thing about it is that he could talk about a thrift store where he took his $20 to get an outfit so he could come up. Man, we're all trying to come up. See, you got to hit on a balance that everybody can sit back and go, damn, I remember doing that. You may not tell everybody you went to the thrift store and the shirt that you wore to the party that everybody thought was the bomb came from the thrift store. But the reality of it is that, hey, you know, we all walk similar parallels. We're all on the same earth. We see the ugly. We've seen the wrong. We've been done dirty. See, so when you start talking about where you've been as though it's unique, you would really be surprised to find out that that boat is full of people, and they buy
yo,
music.
I'm gonna tell you what I know
poetic.
About the industry.
Poetic,
that
let
I
me
hear.
Say one thing, because I gotta roll. But let me say one thing.
We do too. We're getting ready. Actually, we're gonna end the show in about approximately
10 minutes.
About 11 minutes. So,
all right.
So stay with us.
I'm with
you.
I would say
this right here. And John Lowe, I know that you just been off in the cut. We're going to bring you back in a minute. I could say this. If you continue just to, and I'm not talking about you, I'm talking about when you make music that you're only thinking about your personal attitude and you're not thinking about the things that other people go through too, people will find it hard to relate to. You're going to find it hard to sell the music.
Okay.
You can't just make, I mean, don't get me wrong, Brenda's got a baby, and I'm going to Tupac. When Brenda's got a baby, we had Brenda all around our block.
Yeah,
yeah, I do too.
Her name was not Brenda.
It was like Octavia or something.
Yeah, but she was there. All I'm saying is she was there.
I heard that.
Most songs that people can relate to, that go popular, they have a relationship. They can see themselves at that minute in time. Like, how do you mend a broken heart? You know, we go a long way back. See,
you gotta listen to my song. That's all I'm gonna say. I hope you all hear my song.
Soulshine, I'm pulling your song. I'm gonna pull your song after the show, and if you're
all
open
right.
to it, I'll give you a call later.
I am open to it.
Okay.
And I want the other brother to hear it as well, if he can.
Yeah,
oh, me, brother? I've heard it.
He heard it.
He heard my song.
I'm the music program director. I put him in rotation.
That's what I was trying to tell you today. Remember that song? So I said.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Well, you know what I'm saying. It's in the hands of the divine now. I hope you get to hear it. And yo, hit me back later. It's been a pleasure talking to y'all. I really enjoyed the show, and we'll be talking in the future.
All right.
All right. Take care, man.
All right.
Hello.
Yeah, man.
Getting quiet, but man, I'm going to go ahead and let these guys roll.
I'm paying attention. I'm listening, man. There's one thing. I always try to pay attention and listen, man, because you learn more.
Well, you got great listening skills. I don't, but I mean, it's good to have somebody on the phone.
About the artist, yo, man, in fact. There's one thing that I do that I've been doing a lot is that I go on Facebook and I read comments about certain videos people put out there about people rapping, the type of rapping that's out there and stuff like that. And I listen to their comments, and I go to YouTube and listen at the people and read their comments about the videos and what they speak about. Because to understand what's going on, like you said, you got to reach the people. So the people is crying out, they won't. Certain kind of music, but like you say, certain artists just don't want to give up that thugness or whatever, you know, to get.
They don't
want
to conform.
They don't want. They don't want to do that. They want to conform the people to them. You know, I mean, it's not going to work like that. And like I say, you know, to make a transform in life, you got to transform yourself to get to the next level in this industry. And I see that's the biggest, hardest thing with the young artists is that they don't want to transform themselves to another level. They just want to stay the same and transform everybody else. That's just not going to work. But that's what I'm trying to do is get insight what the people would like to hear. And I go and read a lot of comments and to do a lot of reading about the business. And also,
man, you know, I got to tell you something. What you just said, really, I mean, it touched home with me, man, that you doing your research based on the comments of what people make.
You know, that's a very powerful statement. In other words, your entrance is what the people want. It's for what the people want, not what you're just wanting to give.
Hey, you know what, Poetic?
I'm
glad that you caught on to that. I think John's player's card is going to be coming to him in the mail, because that's one of the things you got to remember is you must adapt. And guess what? And you must adapt intelligently. You know, and without knowledge, you're lost. But with knowledge, you can adapt, and you can then fulfill the desire that you're out there trying to do. See, you know, it takes a player in this game to understand this music industry. You must be that entertainer. You've got to be, you have to have charisma. You have to have wisdom. And, you know, you have to be humble. You know, you must adapt, because, you see, that's like a DJ that we had on here one night. He said, all I play is underground, you know, music and what have you. And after the show, I thought about it, and I said, well, what if somebody came to you and wanted you to play at their wedding? Wow, you're going to lose that good money, because all you play is underground. You must adapt, because,
all right,
you see, versatility is what it's about.
I want to put out a disclaimer. We've had a lot of submissions come through Hip Hop National in the past week or so. And just to let you guys know that we have been having some technical issues, and we're going to be sending out an email or a letter out for you to resubmit. And because there is some changes coming about, we're doing some updates at currently. And we're going to reach out to you guys definitely, because we've had some issues with the upload system. So, and we'll take care of you guys who have been submitting. So really appreciate you all. www.hiphopnational.com. Go upload today. You got it, Rodolph.
Well, hey, you know what? It's getting down to the clutch time, and we're going to start to play the music and what have you. I think we had a great show. I enjoyed myself. I hope you enjoyed yourself, John, you know, because you family, man.
Myself, Raw Dog, but I got to be honest with you. My leg's a little hurt from being ran over tonight. You know, I feel a little squashed, a little small, itty-bitty man now, because I've been backed up on and stuff like this. They trying to get me, not only trying to get me, but they hurt my big toe doing so.
Wait,
cool, man. I'm just letting you know.
Well, you just wait till episode 2.
Man,
See, hey, we got something planned for you.
Love you, everybody. Yeah. We had a great time.
Yes, we did. God bless you, John. Hey, Poetic, we're getting ready to do this music, but you know what? Oh, no, that bus, it's still going. Hey, everybody have a good night. God bless. This is Hip Hop National Radio.
Dr. AT. What's up, good people? It's your boy, Andre Lewis. Here's my single debut, Give Him Praise, and you heard it first on Hip Hop National Radio. Download it on iTunes and follow me on Twitter at Lyricist Lewis. Aight! I'ma tell y'all people right now, ain't nobody else greater.
Nah.
Who you know that can be named Alpha and Omega? You may need a lot, but this rock got favor.
Hey.
Ain't no good with the dance like rocks is a
paper.
Only one that earned king status from a prince. Nobody ever lived that can walk up in this prince. Ain't no blueprint simplified.
Hey.
Jesus Christ came to die.
Hey.
Level make Marines holler, hoorah, simplify.
Hey.
He got that power, much more than Kanye.
Hey.
Jesus ain't alive, it's just something that me kind.
Yeah.
It's the end of days.
Yeah.
Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing.
Jesus came and died for the homies. Yeah. Got enough blood for you and also for your homies. Yeah. Holy Spirit's on the inside, you're never lonely. Right. Open up the pages of the Bible, then it shows me. I gotta live righteous, gotta live holy. Gotta stay humble, but in other words, lonely. Yeah. Learn about Christ, he's the life for your soul. Jesus is his name, and don't forget it like Toby. You can't be so arrogant, imitating Kobe. Yeah. When you go to the throne, but got a right to go boldly. Okay. Snatch it back, things from the devil, that's what he owed me. Like the fact that I'm saved, I believe because Christ told me. Can't wait to see Jesus' hands, they still holy. Yeah. From hanging on that rugged old cross for my soul. He did it out the love of his heart, he never owed me. And that's why I love him, because that's the first thing he showed me. Now check me out. Go ahead, I get a Lord praise. Pray your chicks and start repenting. It's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing. Go ahead, I get a Lord praise. Pray your chicks and start repenting. It's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. Omega the creator, the final way maker on top and ungreater. So the Satan is a lying, full-fledged hater. Okay. He can hate all he wants, but can't stop God's favor. See, God can make it possible, possible. So how could you believe on what them doctors do? Working in a hospital. Okay. Jesus left a comforter, the Holy Ghost inside of you. A filler and a healer, not a killer. He will guide you through. Serving omnipresent God that does not lose the sight of you. If you need an open door, hit the floor and trust the Lord. He will meet your every need, humble cry.
Next on deck, Angel.
Play your music. Yeah. Woo. Yeah, she got my attention. So I just look and listen. Wishing I was the one to put her in a good position. But I guess she got her while her mind was still in good condition. And I ain't hating, I'm just saying it was real. Someone with her, but nobody else is paying the bill. And I wanna know how did this happen, Ernie? She ain't even tapping 30. She made her bed, but that don't mean she like her mattress dirty. Never see attitude, only see gratitude. So honestly, sweetie, I can't even be mad at you. Do what you have to do if you believe in it. But I swear that bed don't even look like you can sleep in it. But if you good, then I want thou. Still wishing that somehow I can give you what you deserve from that sunrise to that sundown. Cause they don't make them like you, babe, there's no lie. 2 Chainz, they should call you Angel for your new name. Cause you made me feel. Told his mom she loved him because he didn't abort him. He just wanted attention, being somebody's fiction. And did her dirty so much it was almost like an addiction. Knew she would be his wife no matter how he was living. Asked me to take him in so his mama wouldn't enlist him. No, it's nothing against him, homie just wouldn't listen. Took advantage of something that most of us wasn't getting. I was begging somebody to give me a full commitment. She was doing his laundry and washing all of his dishes. Ain't no reason for cheating, I was the one who didn't. But he's the one with a chick that'll put 1,000% in. He kept doing the dirty until she finally caught him. Cause he thought that she bought it a lesson that she had taught him. I'm just glad that it's over, but never should have just started. Cause my best friend coming straight out of Trinity Garden. Cause you make me feel.
Next on deck, Young Fame, The Right Way.
Girl, let me buy you candy. Man can't do it right, he should understand it. Your cute flawless in the course outstanding, to the point I can't understand it. She ratchet, always gotta laugh at, always wear the high heels with the matching jacket. Told her when I see her, I'ma have to spoil her. And when I seen her, guess what, I spoiled her. Now she in a drop top with the dual spoilers, flexing through the city, now everybody on her. I ain't stressing, she know I does the right way. When we in the sheets, I let her have her all way. To the point when she leaves, she turn her back my way. Then she like,
damn, I ain't done yet.
Yeah, but what can I say? When it's done the right way, ain't nothing to say. Yeah, trippin', she wanna be the main squeeze. I ain't tryna rush things, you know, with that relation thing. But anyway, don't let it slow us down. We ain't gotta be JRK just to run the town. I bought the flowers you love, you know the rose smell. Had to do the chocolate thing too, cause it goes well with the guala guadas that'll run it through the town. You ain't gotta sun too hard, just keep your strut, dog. We got the drop top that'll make the city watch. It's gonna be a great night, no strings laid tight. I got a day off, baby, let's take charge. She say I'm boss man, so she wanna break me off. But break me off,
break me off.
We gonna have a great night, damn love. I'm so far gone, no Drake Greyhound, but she still got my love wrapped like a rubber band.
Baby boy, you sit on my mind.
And the cutest at my next shows. I ain't trippin', I think I found a different flow that'll keep a tight straight back like a cornrow. She understands I'm all hustle and flow, so when I meet a winner, it's just money to blow. For fame, you done done it out. Gotta bring the guanas out, gotta bring the pippin' out. Nah, I ain't even gonna trip though. Mama got her own clothes, Visa and her own flow. She don't even need me, but she love the way I flow. Never worry about the next girl, that's why I want you to be my world. The business keep calling me, no social time right now, cause the money keep calling me. I gotta take my time, so drive a nickel and dime, so when I get it, she gon' know that she mine, yeah.
Next on deck, look up.
I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky.
My life like struggle and pain, nobody gave a damn, it was broke. Working 9 to 5, paying bills to be broke. Writing rhymes in my room, hoping I blow. Searching on the web, trying to find me a show. Showcase my talents, it's dope. I got major plans, big dreams, you know. Never went to college, but ain't slow. Keep my head in the book so my mind can grow. Always on my grind, hit the block and some more. Hot mixtape so the world can know. Feel my pain in the fire, way deep in your soul. Came from the slums where the weather is cold. Looking at the sky, trying to clear my dome. Is it a heaven for a G like me to go? Write my life in the diary, the life of N.O. No man.
I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky.
I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky.
Anything is possible, looking at Obama. Winning the election, Mary J, no more drama. Party all night, celebrating, drinking vodka. Happy that my president is black, can't stop us. World new order, trying to feed my daughter. People losing homes cause they can't pay the mortgage. Projects tore down, rebuilt, can't afford it. Everybody looking for a way, can't ignore it. Hard times that we face, traps in his... Murder, crime, sex, and drugs, the world we living in. Taking steps day by day, I need the medicine. Getting high and drunk, trying to escape reality. Wonder if UFOs flying in the galaxy. Beyond human knowledge, it's way more than gravity. I look up in the sky, see the bird in the plane. I'm thinking to myself, I hope tomorrow ain't the same.
I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, for the sky, for the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky.
Sometimes it's overlooked. It is not one of the most familiar passages in the Old Testament. But I never will forget when I first came across it. It struck me as a passage having cosmic significance, because it says so much in so few words about things that we all experience in life.
I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky.
Next on deck, change the world.
Our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter. Dr. Martin Luther King.
Change the world, change the world, change the world, change the world, change the world.
No more bloodshed, no more gunplay. Enough people die too young, we need love here. Too many funerals, not enough graduates. Plenty of dope dealers, not enough advocates. We need leaders like MLK. Just step up and say it's gonna be okay. You got your whole life ahead of you. Too many federal, I hate to read about another DOA. Really, the world is yours, use your mind as a weapon. No more homicide, let's rise for the essence. It's time we correct this. There's too many of us dying on stretches. What about mama crying, reflecting, trying to stay strong? Her baby ain't coming home because they gone. And that's wrong, moment of silence. We gotta stop the violence.
Stand up for all you believe in. It could all start today. We could change the world.
We could change the world.
Outside, when all we trying to do is just live our lives. More love, more blessing without skin complexion. We all got children, deliver you the message. Check it, mama, we can change the world. But first we gotta change the way we raising girls. Building strong women, abs, legs, and curls. When they stand up, they shine like amazing pearls. It's time that we rise up, fist in the air. You want that good energy, you get it right here. Living no fear, what a life, I'ma live it up. Waiting for it all to ignite, I'm the distributor. L-A-R-U-E, call me the senator. First thing first, we got a problem with the violence. It's time we speak up, bring reverends and preachers. The children need us, it's time we break the silence.
Stand up for all you believe in.
We could change the world.
We could change the world.
We could change the world.
Rise
weed, we can
change the world.
LaRouche and Palmerie, we can
change the world.
Don't be scared, follow my lead, we can
change the world.
As a UNIT, we can
change
come
the world.
On, it starts with you and me, we can
change
come
the world.
On, LaRouche and Palmerie, we can
change the world.
Don't be scared, follow my lead, we can
change the world.
It takes a man to pull the trigger, bigger man to walk away. Too many young is getting pie. I hear them dying every day. Another angel fly away, another homicidal case. The family drowning in the pain, but he's alive another day. Right around for where you stay, police around us every way. Another body on the ground, the killer always get away. A bunch of rats up in the race, uneducated. They don't know how to use their mind, man, elevated. Cause tomorrow's our promise, I'm not only being honest. It's a cold, cold world without using your knowledge. When I fatten your wallet, they go use your college. Too many rappers lying about who got it. They neck chain rented, they wrist watch rented. They riding around but the execs get it. Spreading that garbage and we ain't with it. Juwan LaRouche, Palmerie, let's get it.
Stand up for all you believe in.
Next on deck, I'm a rider.
Next on deck, amazing.
Baby, you're the quarter. Everything about you. Special major order for a brother like me, yeah. Thank the heavens that I found you. Can't picture living life without you. You're the missing piece that comes. Yeah, you got me.
Next on deck, Soul Back.
Along, I'm making my music, these songs, feeling so strong. My style so prolific, terrific, ain't got no gimmick. Not just another white boy spitting it in my mind. I really ain't got no limits. Right now I'm feeling fine, but that could change any minute. My people on the grind like people. I'm feeling like we only saving from the evil, but there was no room in this evil, so we go on about our ways and through our days. Years passed by me, feels like hours and days, and things in my life have made me sour for days. I'm not just another preacher saying ours is the way, but give it a try. You ain't gotta pray to stay, you ain't gotta pay to play. And if you leave with some knowledge today, I can feel slight success in my life. And maybe go ahead and get some sleep tonight. Holla. Where do we go when the world's all changed and everything you thought you know, well it ain't the same. All I know when I flow, yeah I got that range, gonna bring a thing called soul back in the game. Yeah. Where do we go when the world's all changed and everything you thought you know, well it ain't the same. All I know when I flow, yeah I got that range, gonna bring a thing called soul back in the game. Boy, soul is what's missing. I'm smoking countless bowls on my mission. Mary Jane, dose the pain in my brain from the things I'm missing, like certain family traditions. And I like a lot of you cats, I don't do it for commission, do it to get everyone in my presence to submission. My opinion, I win when anyone will listen. I'm fitting till they smitten, whether freestyle or written, warm or cold, whether man any condition. I give the beat what it needs, like a kid with nutrition. My soul feeds on these melodies, they get me out the confusion. Never had a real fit in competition or losing. They say I'm like a guy in Mouth King with the way I'm cruising. Straight beat riding, watch me do it, you'll be like, I swear he was flying. And I do this shit when I barely be trying. Don't compare me, not lying. If you turn on the beat, I'm scary when I'm crying, Everybody after a little slice of something. All I need, good friends with good music that's bumping. It's nothing to chill and sip all day, relax and meditate in that feeling Cali sort of way. Wishing I was sort of paid, feeling I deserve a little bit more than a minimum wage. Getting lost in a terrible bit of rage inside of something like an animal that can't be caged. Another chapter of my life, turn the ink on a page. Turn the ink on a page. Turn the ink on a page. Yeah. Where do we go when the world's all changed? All I know when I flow, yeah, I got that range.
Hey guys, you know this is the part of the show we gotta be going off. Before I go, I just wanna let you guys know out here for all the artists that did not hear the submissions tonight, I want you to do is this. If you got your mixes ready, all you gotta do is go to www.hiphopnationalradio.com and send your mix into us. But remember, the language and the content need to be right. I'll see you guys next time. God bless. This is Dr. Ray T in the mix for Hip Hop National Radio.
Now you know who I am. Now you know who I be. Now you know I got at least 1,000 that's rolling with me.
Let's get on the ride.
All right.
I'm on the ride.
For coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip-hop.